Okay, Parshas Vayishlach. So the first thing is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches. On the pasuk Vayikra Loi Kel Loi Kisrael, so Rashi brings down by us in the Chumash Rom Pshat the Pshuto Yishl Mikra. Vayikra Loi, he called Yaakovinu called the Mizbeach Al Shem Kol Kel to remind of Loi Kisrael. But the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, and Rashi brings down the second pshat in Chumash, Vayikra Loi Kel, they called him Yaakov Avinu, some El Kel, and who called him Eloi Kisrael? Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu Kel, and that's what the Gemara says: Minayin shekro Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu Kel. From here, what does that mean that Yaakov Avinu is called Kel? And these are two opposite dimensional post pshatim. One of them is that he called the Mizbeach Al Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Kel. What does that mean? How do the two pshatim reconcile? Question number one. Question number two. And by the way, also in Vayikra Lo Kel Lo Yisrael, it says in the pasuk Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir, it's right when we came to Shechem, it says Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. So says the Rashi. Rashi brings down the Musvei Rashi here. Is Rashi Rish Nishayahu Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir? He brings down the Medrash that he came in Dimdum Echam, was Erev Shabbos, and he came Ben Ashmoshes, and that's why he had to stop in Shechem. So this prayer, Kveyakov Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem, that a year Sholim Begufo, Sholim Benafsho, Sholim Bemamoinoi, was Davka Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Kiel. What's the idea of Dimdum Echam? Why Ben Ashmoshes? That's the question. The second question. The first question, the first issue. The second one is Sefer Mitzvahs. Machloek is the Rambam and Ramban in Shoresh Beis. The Rambam holds that when the Gemara says, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutoi, is that every Pasuk has a Pshat. And therefore, the Medrash, the Chazal Darshan, the Medrash is secondary to the Pshat. Because the Pshat is in Mikra Yitzim Pshutoi, the literal meaning of the Pasuk is what dictates. And that's what the Gemara means everywhere, in Mikra Yitzim Pshutoi. And therefore, the Rambam says that only the Pshat can determine create a mitzvah. Drash cannot create a mitzvah. A Drash can only give you a specific aloha. These are anofim to the shoreh. These are branches to the roots. But the roots, the main, the trunk of the mitzvah is the pshat. The Ramban argues, the Ramban holds no. Pshat and drash are equally important. When the Gemara says, in mikra yotzei midei pshutoi, it doesn't mean that the pshat is what drives. It only means that the pshat also counts. You have to reckon with the pshat. You cannot have a drash and ignore the pshat. In mikra yotzei midei pshutoi, it doesn't mean that the pshat is what drives. It only means that pshat also drives, also counts. Says the Ramban, however, there is one exception to the rule. That's what the Gemara says in Nevamos. The Gemara in Nevamos says, "Kol haTorah kula ein yoytze midei pshutoi." Only one pasuk, the pasuk is yoytze midei pshutoi. The pshat is completely ignored. That's the pshat, the pasuk by Ibum. The pasuk says, "Vaya abchor asher teled yokum hashem ochiv." So the pshuta shel Nevamos says, "Abchor asher teled, the child which is born, he will become and replace the deceased." Chazal take it away from the pshat. It says, doesn't mean vayabchor mean the child which is born. Vayabchor means that the brother, the one that marries the wife, the brother's wife, he is the one who comes in place. Vayabchor, only the older brother could do ibum, asher teir leprat lailonis. But the Gemara says says the Ramban, this is the only exception, that the pshat doesn't count at all. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kol haTorah kula ein mikra yotzei midei pshutoi, with one exception, Vayibum. The Gemara is only saying because the pshat in the pasuk is completely ignored. Because Vayah B'chor, it says that the child born, he's the one who's coming to replace the brother. And Chazal say that pshat doesn't make any sense. And what counts is the B'chor means the older brother comes to replace the deceased brother. And the question is, Lemaitzeh, so why is that so? Why Dafka Bayibum? There's aloha that here the pshat doesn't count. Everywhere else, the pshat, according to the Rambam, is what determines. According to the Ramban, pshat cannot be ignored. One place, pshat doesn't count and is completely ignored by Ibum. Why is that so? Moreover, if you look in our parsha, we see that David HaMelech, Malchus HaMashiach, comes through repeated Ibum. The first Yibum is the Yibum in the Parsha, right? In the Parsha, Parsha Zayishiv, we see that Tamar was supposed to be the Yibum by Sheila, and she didn't do the Yibum. So instead, like the Ramban says, in this Parsha, the Yibum was not done by the brother, was done actually by Yehuda. And that comes Peretz and Zorach, which is the beginning of Malchus HaMashiach, by Rus. Also, how does Rus become, Boaz become with Rus that creates Malchus Beis David? Also through Yibum. So why is Yibum such a repeated idea that there is a Yibum in the creation of Mashiach? That's the second set of questions. And the third set of questions is what says in Magen Avraham. Says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph, in Nora Chaim, that when we say in Zichroinus, Vakidas Yitzchok Lezaro Yitzchor, says the Shulchan Aruch, anybody who qualifies and says Lezaro Shel Yaakov is Meshan Matbeshet Avu Chachomim. In other words, when you say Vakidas Yitzchok Lezaro, you don't have to specify which Zera. Says the Magen Avraham, why? Because the part, even though it could be Esav, he's also Zera Yitzchok. But since the Gemara Nedarim says the person goes ahead and makes a neder from the children of Avraham, Esav is not one of the children of Avraham, because the pasuk says ki be Yitzchok ikor al chazera. So once the pasuk specified it, he's not a zera Avraham, he's not a zera Yitzchok either. So therefore, it makes sense. Once Esav doesn't belong to the fold, completely doesn't belong to the fold, and therefore says Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to specify who it is because it's understood that that's Yaakov. Asks the Magen Avraham, sounds like the pasuk says ki be Yitzchok ikor al chazera tkudsh bochu. Told Avraham that only part of Yitzchak could be your children, meaning Esav is not your child. So it means that he does belong to the partial to the watcher called to the family of Avraham. But perhaps he is a child of Yitzchak. Says the Magen Avraham, indeed, he's a child of Yitzchak. If a person makes an eder that I have nothing to do with the children of Avraham, he's muter bezer Esav. But if he says I have nothing to do with the children of Yitzchak, lechoira Esav should be included. There's no exclusion of that. The Taz has the same idea. So therefore they say, if you want to really specify that Kodesh Boch should remember a kid as Yitzchak only for Yaakov, that makes sense. The Zera Shel Yaakov. And the question that always bothered me, so comes out the question that Magen Avraham and the Taz, that Esav is a very interesting hybrid person. He's not Zera Avraham, but he is Zera Yitzchak. And the question is why? If he doesn't belong to become Zera Avraham, how can you say that he's Zera Yitzchak? Either he deserves to be part of the family, or he doesn't deserve. To say that he's half and half, he deserves to be the part of the Yitzchak, but not part of Avraham, doesn't make any sense. So what is the pshat? To answer all of this, I want to ask a question that I didn't ask in the shiur. Shteit Reb Tzodek always asks, Hakina hataiva ve'akovet mitzim esodim in oilom. Kina taiva ve'akovet, it's keneged Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Taiva is keneged Avraham. Avraham is midas hachesed. Midas hachesed can be distorted, can be corrupted. What's the corruption of midas hachesed? It's taiva. Because chesed is you do kindness to others. Taiva means that you take that to an extreme that you actually do chesed to yourself. Chesed to yourself is taiva. Okay, makes sense. So, keneged Avraham, chesed. Keneged chesed, taiva. Kina is the idea of midas hadin. What is midas hadin? Midas hadin is justice limitation. Says the Goyen already, if you do midas hadin to yourself, that's okay. But if you do midas hadin to others, if you go ahead and you start punishing others, it turns into violence. So the distortion of Midas Adin, the distortion of Yitzchak, is Kina. Makes a lot of sense, and that's Kina. And that is Keneged Yitzchak. Says Reb Tzodek, what is Kovet? Is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Why is Kovet Keneged Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is Midas Emes. Titen Emes LeYaakov. So should have been Lechoira the distortion of Emes, it should have been Lechoira Sheker. Why is it Kovet? So to answer all of this, I want to bring the Gemara Shabbos. Stating Gemara Shabbos like this, that Losid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come with Shas Adin, is going to call Avraham, and he's going to call Yaakov, and say, Bonei Chachot, your children, what you go did many sins. And they'll say, listen, they are not Zoicha. imochu al kedusha shmecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu say lo besavi deya ve'lo bedardaki, not in the elders. In the elders there's any deya. Who is the elders? Avraham. And not in the children, which is Yaakov, the little generation. I'll go to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak goes out and he says, listen, how long did they live already? And he says, you know something, let's divide between me and you. And even if you want to put it all on me, it was already makriv nafshal gabe mizbeach, and that will save Klal Yisrael. First of all, why Avraham and Yaakov cannot be convinced in Dafka Yitzchok? And why Dafka now Yitzchok comes? We see also that Yitzchok didn't have any Nisoyen. And Rabbi Kamenetskos used to say always that this is the Nisoyen of Yitzchok. Why is the Nisoyen of Yitzchok has to be waited until Lo Osid Lovoy? And Dafka Yitzchok is the one that says, first of all, the whole idea of Palgi alive and Palgi alach, I mean, that's the Vargas, which says half of mine is half is yours. How does that fit in? What kind of an idea is this? And why is the Nisoyen of Yitzchak so late? So to answer all of this is very simple. The Psodek says in two places, in Takonas HaShovi and Resis Laila, the following idea. Midas Hadin tells you that whatever you do has a consequence, and there is such a thing to allow you to deserve. The concept of deserved, of earning, comes from Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin means that whatever we do counts, whatever we do is important, whatever we do has value. So Midas Hadin can be corrupted, because you think that that what you do means something, that what you do, what we do is ours. Midas Hadin is a result of Midas HaGvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gvura, and Gvura resulted in Midas Hadin. What does that mean? L'chora Gvura means constriction. It means contraction. What does it have to do with Midas Hadin? Why is Gvura and Midas Hadin connected? But the answer is very simple. For us, Midas Hadin means that we as humans can deserve, we can create, we can bring something. For that to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyoch like contract, to constrict himself, to allow something called a cholal aponi, to allow us a room for us to shine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyoch created for us a job. He made for us an emptiness that we avoid, that we had the right place. So for Midas Hadin to exist, it had to be Gvura. Without Gvura, there's no Midas Hadin. And the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted in such a way is to allow us to go ahead and to earn. So the constriction for us, for Midas Hadin, and the only reason Midas Hadin exists is because of the constriction and the contraction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midas Hadin and Midas Gvura are two sides of the same coin, because he created a space to allow us to deserve. So if once we do it and we deserve, we become a Nivav Seoid. But that Midas Hadin is, in essence, the ultimate shaker of the world. Because in essence, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is everything. He created an image to allow us to think that what we do really counts. But that is the ultimate checker. Because Lo Osid Lovoy realize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was everything. It looks like he vacated the space. It looks like he allowed room for us. But whatever we do is bichlal nothing. Whatever we do appears to be that we are doing something, but is the ultimate checker of the world. This idea, what comes out, is that's the basic idea of also the rational. We believe that we, with our rational thoughts, we can understand everything, that everything makes sense. But that's sheker, because every rational thought at the end will come to a point that's irrational. So even rationality comes to a point which doesn't exist anymore. And therefore that in itself is sheker. So Esav is chokhmah. Chokhmah's Edoim is the ultimate sheker. Lost in love will be nisgale, that Midas Hadin never existed. And that's why we say in the Tefillah by Shmoneser in Rosh Hashanah, "Umalchusoy bakol mashola, veyoymar kol asher neshama ve'apoy, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, umalchusoy bakol mashola." And the question is, Malchus and Memshola are very different. The Goin already says, "Kel Hashem Amlucha." The Goin even in our parsha, "Amalochtim lechaleinu masholtim shalbanu." The Melucha means by choice, and Memshola means without choice, by force. So lechoyra, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech umalchus bakol mashola, that's tira meni obey. But that's the word. It appears to be here that is our choice. We have the freedom of choice. Lo Osid Lovoy bin Nisgale, the Malchus of Memshola. That was really never a choice. It looked like a choice. Kadosh Baruch Hu created an image. So the ultimate sheker is Midas Hadin on its own. Esav is called sheker. right? Lama nech besoisav. That is an image. That's why he's doing it with the chazir, that he looks kosher in the outside and he's straight from the inside. And he's the ultimate kensher, because Esav is Meloshan Asiya. He's the one that believes that he does something. That's why the Pesuk says, V'avaditi chochomi me'edom. Edom relates to chochma, which is the idea of that rationality, that the humans can compass everything, they can achieve everything. That whole achievement is an achievement which is not true. Yaakov Vines Midas HaEmes, he knows that whatever you do is a Kudosh Baruch Hu. That is never us alone doing it. Is we are doing it, but in essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. We all know that we come with our thoughts to go ahead and to be rationalizing, to understand, but we are rationalizing something which is already there intuitively. There is an intuitive, a very instinctive truth. And we know that that idea is what rationality comes to reconcile. But these things are not rational. As rational as they are, they come back to irrationality. Because the world of rational, the world that our minds can conceptualize, is very limited. Beyond that is the irrational. The land of that, that's why, now, Esav is the one that believes that we can rationalize everything. But that's the ultimate checker in the world. But that's what Chazal say, that Bilam, which is Bilam slash Lavan, is the same klipa as Esav. Because what's Bilam? Bilam is the concept of Sheker. That he goes and he has a multiple explanations. The multitude of explanations. The concept of that multitude of explanations is the ad hoc hypothesis. Because the Olam Hazeh is such that if a person is searching for the emes, we realize that the world cannot be wholly rational. Because the rationality comes to a point, it becomes irrational. The only way to justify it, to say that we can actually understand everything and everything makes sense, is to create a multiple of explanations. That if this works, good. If it doesn't work, I'll get something else. The idea is to superimpose the self on the rationality. The concept of the self, which is the self-understanding, etc., is something that is the ultimate sheker of the world. The emes is to realize that there is no self. We are ata imodi, is the ultimate concept. Is that the rational always breaks into the irrational. Is the tmimus that brings the orma. And that's why mirma and orma are the opposites. Mirma is the multitude of explanations, and orma is what is the essence, how the rational connects to the irrational. The rational connected to the irrational. That is the ultimate concept of what we believe is emes. Das, it's a das, right? When we did it's a das, which is it's a das, is the concept of using das. What was the punishment that Kodesh Baruch Hu did? He put the chlat acherev amisapeches. He allowed it's a das to be separate from it's a chaim with the lahat acherev amisapeches. What is the lahat acherev amisapeches? Chazal says the das amisapech. That's loving. In other words, for us, the inability from Das to reach Etzachayim, to reach the essence, is the Misapeches. That Das breaks down, so for you to justify, instead of looking for Etzachayim, you find another idea of Das. You always look for something else. That's the baggage. You exchange clothing. So for Esav to continue in existence, Lavan has to be there. And the only reason Lavan exists is because of Esav. So Esav, Midas Adin, and Das HaMisapech, which is Lavan, is Hainu Hach. So that's why Chazal say that they are the same. One is Milgav, one is Milbar. The ultimate of this is Amalek. Amalek, not only he thinks that what he does counts, but he actually believes that the Mekabel is himself a Zohar. That's why the tumor of Amalek is homosexuality. So says Rashi that what he did was, he was Makas Zonov, that he did homosexuality. What's homosexuality? It is that the Mekabel himself is a Zohar. Because that's what he does. That's the ultimate evils of Midas Adin. And that's why it's also Vaizanev Becho. That the Zonov here is not the dog wags the tail. Kebiyochol, the tail wags the dog. And that's only possible with the klipa of Lovan. So that's the ultimate sheker. So Mimela, what's the opposite of sheker? What's the opposite of emes? It's COVID. If you believe that you are something, is the ultimate sheker. So the ultimate sheker of emes, the emes is that you're connected. It's the aleph, mem, and the tof. To realizing that as much as we are rational, that rationality doesn't explain everything. It breaks down. As much as we believe that we do something, in essence, we're doing nothing. That's the beginning of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the realization that midas adin, in itself, always ends up in the paradox of midas hachesed. That your midas adin is never an end of its own. It's only there with midas hachesed. This is how the two can reconcile and the two are constantly in balance. That's why the ultimate steer of that is COVID. And therefore, the tikkun of chochmas adim. What is the tikkun of chochmas adim? Is limud of Torah shebal peh. By Esav, it says in the Ari, kitzai b'fiv. What was the pair of Esav that came out? Is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. Most of them, Rabbi Akiva comes from Ben Gerim. His mother's family comes from Esav. And Rabbi Meir comes from Neron, from Nero, which is the Mishpach of Adam. And they are Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh is that as much as we use our intellect, our brains, we are always trying to search our intuitive, instinctive knowledge, which is there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to reach a truth that's already there. We realize that as much rational as we are, the rational explanation is only valid because of the irrational. Torah Shebal Peh, the validity, how do you know that something is emes? Because Klal Yisrael intuitively accepts the Kabbalah Sarabim. If we have only rational reasons to accept, doesn't give any validity. Is the rational connected to the irrational? And that's the word of Torah Shebal Peh. So Mimela, it's Givaldik. Esav could be indeed a child of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Midas Adin. So Midas Adin, in its extreme, allows Esav to be. So Esav is called Zerah, but he's not the Zerah of Rome, because then Chesed is out of the picture. And Yaakov in his Midas Ha'emes, he realizes that Midas Adin is only temporary. In essence, Midas Adin always has to be connected to Midas Ha'chesed. So that's why Yaakov Avinu is not, Esav is not a Zer of Avram, because he can never connect to Chesed. He's the one who believes that Midas Adin can function on its own. And Yaakov Avinu is called Midas Ha'emes. And that's why he's killed. Because he is, his own mitzvah says that he is shining, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the ultimate, by the way, says Reb Tzadok, what is the opposite of Esav is David HaMelech, who is also Admoini. But David HaMelech is Malchus, the Lesli Migar Veklum. He's like the moon. He shines with light. But like the moon, it shines not its own light, it shines the light of the sun. That duality, that you shine the light, but the light is not your own, is the midah of Yaakov Avinu, which is the midah of David HaMelech, which in essence is the opposite of Esav. So here's Givaldik. Vayikra loy kel Eloi Kisrael. Yaakov Avinu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he realizes that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling him. And he is a chilek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of Tzadik, that's why it says the brocha, the nafkimina between the brocha of Chachomim of Edom, of Chachmei of Klal Yisrael, Chachomim Be'uma Soilom, which is Chachmei Edom, which is in the post says Avaliti Chachomim Edom, is Nosan Chochmosel Boser Vadom. Kibiyochel, the Boser Vadom, has his own Chochmah, which Bokh gave him. Our Chochmah is always connected. That's why Shecholak Mechochmosel Reyab. We always connect to him. So him calling us and us calling him is Hainuchach. And that's why it's Dindu Mechama. We are the Yaakov Avinu is the best shlimus of Yaakov Avinu is that he is a Ben Ashmoshes. He's a Ben Ashmoshes, meaning that he's a mixture. What we do, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is Hainuach. That's the beginning of Atay Modi. That's the beginning of Ben Ashmoshes. Yimela, that's Ben Ashmoshes. Yimela, that's why Yaakov Avinu is called Kel, and that's why Esav belongs. So this is the idea of why Yaakov Avinu is Midas Ha'emes and this is Midas Ha'sheker, because Midas Adin itself is the ultimate Sheker Sheborosi Boilomi. And that's the whole idea, the Das. If you look at Das, Das of Esav is the Tikkun of the Nochash, which is Kibiyochel Das, which is Havdalah, separation between us and is rational. And that is only can exist because it's separate from Mitzahayim through the Lata Chera Misapech, which is Lovan. Yaakov Avinu is the Tikkun Hadas. What is the Tikkun Hadas of Yaakov Avinu? Is the Das is not Loshon Avdola, Das is Loshon Chibur, the Odom Yodes Chove Yishtoi. And that's the ultimate Emes, which is Emes is connected. Emes is salvation forever. The ultimate example that Midas Adin is Sheker is that Yitzchok, which is Midas Adin, when Lo Osid Lovo is Shtetim Briskerov, the only time the Din applies is only the Yom Hadin HaGadol V'Noira. Why, says Beskrov? Beskrov says because throughout life there's no Midas Hadin. That's why, because there is such a thing the Yerushalmi says, Midas Erech HaPayim. Erech HaPayim means that you might bedin be chayev misa, but you still live. Because HaKadosh Baruch is barich af, the Govedil HaKadosh Baruch waits, and then he comes to get from you. So that is applicable, and by the way, that's how the Mesilas Yesharim writes. Rosh Sheina Yoilam Yechol Lamoid. Midas Adin could not exist. Siref Lo Midas Arachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Midas Arachem to Midas Adin. What does that mean? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marichaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. Midas Adin happens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. That is Midas Arachem. However, there is one moment in time that the Pasuk says, the last Beskrov of Chumash, V'o'isi Eid Memaher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be a speedy witness. I'm not going to wait any longer. Because that's the Yom Hadin HaGadol V'Noira. That's the moment of truth, of justice. There's no more waiting. Says Reb Chaim, Beskrov of Reb Chaim, that is the only moment that Midas Hadin is able to operate. So at that moment, when Midas Hadin operates, Yaakov and Avraham will say that Midas Hadin in itself, indeed, we are not Zoicha. So they will say, if Midas Hadin, Yimochal Kedush Hashmecha, Yitzchok, which is Midas Hadin, will be Megalis, something the Marach calls the Oimek Hadin, that even in Midas Hadin, in its deeper sense, the reality that everything that we do is Pal Yalayu, Pal Yalach. Because Yitzchok represents that he was makriv nafshal gabi bizbech, that the self exists, but that self is palgia live and palgia loch. Yitzchok Avinu showed that Midas Adin, even in Midas Adin alone, Esav was wrong. Esav, they believe that he's always what he does. Esav, and this is something the Olam Hazeh don't know, because Midas Adin appears to be that, whatever you do. But Lo Tzid Lo V'Kudosh Baruch Hu Shoh Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed are not opposites, they are high nohach. And that's what the Pasuk says by us, the Haftorah. The Pasuk by us, the Haftorah says, Ve'avadeti Chachom Mivaya Bo Yoim Hashem, the day will come, Ve'avadeti Chachom Medom. Chochmas Edom will be bottled. In Chochmas Edom, the idea of Chochmas Edom, that the rational will be bottled, and vaya b'yom ha'ui Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. The Gemara Pesachim says, what does mean Hashem Echad Shmo Echad? That today we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Adin, and we see Midas HaChesed. It appears to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol, there are two Hashems. Hashem Leosid Lovi be Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. Hashem will be one. We realize that Midas HaChesed and Midas Adin is Hainu Hach. That is what Yitzchok says, Palgi Alai ve'Palgi Aloch. Memele Kudnesad Yibum. What about the Yibum? Yibum? The posh pshat is that the brother is deceased and the child has nothing to do with the deceased brother. The vort is the drash that the brother, which marries, he takes over. He becomes operative. Shteitin Ramban by our parshash vayeshev, and the truth is the Zohar already says that the reality of it is that the child which is born takes the place of the deceased brother. We just can't see it. The posh pshat is the reason why we don't have the pshat. So the pshut in Sholdover is right. But the pshat doesn't operate because in Olam Hazeh such a thing is not true. How can you see the deceased brother? The idea of Ibum is tchias amazing. The things which in pshat make no sense, in essence are happening. So the word is Ibum. The reason why Ibum, we just said, why Ibum Pshat doesn't count? Because Ibum doesn't work in Pshat. The whole idea of Ibum in Pshat, it doesn't work. That you have a brother that can take, a child that can take the place of a deceased brother. In this world, whoever is deceased is gone. If you realize what Malchus HaMashiach, Malchus HaMashiach will be a groiset Chias HaMesim, is when the whole world will come back to reality. Whatever was lost will come back. So Pshat is the whole idea of Bias HaMashiach is a big Ibum. That's why Ibum creates it. And the idea is that what never made sense in Pshat, Lost in love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show how Pshat makes sense. So therefore, Bias HaMashiach is an Ibum which makes no sense in Pshat, because all the idea of Bias HaMashiach is to give sense to Pshat, to show how the Pshat also makes sense. The whole idea in this world that we have all the stories, that the Pshat doesn't make sense. Midas Adin doesn't make sense, which is the Pshat, that's the way how we see it. Lost in love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show how Midas Adin connects to Midas HaChesed, and Midas HaDin also makes sense. Midas HaDin also has a pshat. So Lo'osed Lo'avu, what is Bi'as HaMashiach? Nothing but a great Ibum. So the Emel is Givaldik. We asked, why is Ibum Bi'as HaMashiach? Because Bi'as HaMashiach is Ibum. He's bringing back to Tchias HaMeisim. Now this idea doesn't make sense in pshat. Lo'osed Lo'avu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show you how the pshat there also makes sense. And that is the idea of Yaakov Yitzchak Avinu, Pal Galai v'Pal Galoch. So it comes out that that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. The midah of Yaakov Avinu is that whatever he does, he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same. There is an idea that we do, but we don't do that juggle of bitochen and nishtarlos. That is palgi alive and palgi alach. That's Yaakov Avinu. The ultimate stira to Yaakov Avinu is midas hakovet. We have to do, but realizing that what it does doesn't count. Meikra lo kel Eloi Kisrael. And the chidush in Bi'as HaMashiach is that Yitzchak midas hadin ubi misgale, that even the midas hadin also relates to Palgi Alive and Palgi Alach. That we realize that Das never separates, it always connects. Something doesn't make sense in the Pshat, how the Drash and the Pshat are really one, and that's the Gibum HaGodlan, that's why Bilchus Beis David comes Davka to Ribum. In just 1 second to add also, that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav on the relationship to possessions, to Nechosim. Yaakov Avinu calls it Yeshli Kol, and Esav called it Yeshli Rav. Rav, the idea is that you have a lot. The idea of money, meaning we all know the theory of fiat money, meaning what's the purpose, what's the value of fiat money? Money is something that you can't use. It's only a representation of value. So what's the advantage of an economy that's based in money versus a barter economy? Barter economy meaning that I have something that can be used. Let's say that I exchange, a theory, a world of exchange versus a world of which is monetary, which has a means of exchange. So there are two schools of thought. There's one school of thought that says that's Weber, that says that the idea of having a means of exchange, a monetary system, is because it allows you to build wealth. If it's only an exchange, if I have eggs, I have to find somebody who needs eggs. If you don't, somebody doesn't need eggs, and so then I can't transact with him. I can't build wealth, so I can only reach people who want eggs. Not only that, people are going to give me milk, so I have to find somebody else who wants the milk, because how much milk can I drink already? So with the idea of a monetary system allows me to invest in many ways and to be able to receive and transact in many more transactions, and therefore creates the concept of wealth. Another idea of the monetary system is because without the monetary system, I can only transact with a few people, only people interested in my product. And therefore, there's no society, because I can only deal with a few people, only if they have an interest in my stuff, and I can only deal with people who am interested in this stuff. By creating a means of exchange, money, I can deal with everybody. I can help everybody, I can invest in anybody. It creates a society. Lechoira, this is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says the value of money is Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. The idea of possession is to have a lot, because that is what Esav is, Midas HaDin. The more you have means that the more you deserve, the greater you are. Yaakov Avinu says that's not the value of monetary possessions. Why? Ki Chanani Elokim. Anyway, I don't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. It's Chanani Elokim, so having a lot doesn't mean anything. I'm not doing anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. What is it? It's Ki Yeshli Kol, that I want to be part of the Kol. I want to create a society, to be able to unify everything. So we can only do something to be part of the Kol. And the part of the Kol is that chibur between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are part of that totality, the greater totality. So Yaakov Avinu, Esav says the value of money is because he can prove how powerful I am. Yaakov Avinu answers, that's not it, because Ki Chanani Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, it's not us. We know that that's the ultimate shekel to think that we do something. And therefore, the Ki Yeshli Kol, the possessions, is only because it's a Kol. Because with it, I can do for everything. I can be part of a greater whole. It's a holistic approach to money, and that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav, which is Midas HaEmes and Midas HaShekel.